Hey, it's Dave Clemens. Time now for the WaterWise Tip of the Week. That's why Dan Denning is here. He is the City of Bend's Water Conservation Manager, and he comes in every week to talk about WaterWise tips, if you will. Here we are in fall, so we're talking about fall maintenance. What should we be doing right now?
All right, Dave. Well, this is the great time of year to get a few things checked off your maintenance list before winter comes. You haven't been behind the eight ball on this at all. This is just the right time of year to do it. And October is a great time to add that last layer of mulch around your garden beds to help insulate and retain the moisture. We've talked about this a little bit of just, you know, keeping that soil moisture around the roots so that it insulates and kind of protects those plants throughout winter. And there's a little bit of available moisture to them should they need it. And secondly, it's a great time before we blow out our irrigation system. If you haven't done it already, address any of those pesky lingering repair chores you've got. Whether you just need to move a sprinkler or extend a drip line over to some dry areas in your yard, or if you notice some, you know, really heavily saturated areas. I was talking to a coworker of mine, and I won't name his name, and you know, he was like struggling or noticed this one soggy part of his lawn, and he's like, you know, I finally went through and tried to figure out what it was. I just turned on the irrigation, and I noticed I had a huge lateral leak where like a tree root had pinched the irrigation line and broke it.
Oh, wow.
But I never would have saw it because my irrigation runs at night and things like that. So this is a good time, if nothing else, you know, maybe go ahead and just run that 2-minute test and, you know, visually check out each one of those zones to make sure they're operating efficiently before you shut things down. And that way you'll be ahead of the curve when spring comes around.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
All right. More tips on the website?
Yep. So we've got a DIY irrigation checklist and other irrigation helpful irrigation resources on our website at waterwisetips.org.
All right. Dan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.